You tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, well, here at New Sound Radio 92 FM, we're always up for a party, aren't we? And anyone who has heard our live broadcast from the Ash Grove from Seven Kings on Monday, we know what we mean by that, don't you? Well, anyway, the Discover Children's Story Centre in Stratford is 10 years old this week. So they're having a special birthday bash. So here to tell us about Discover and what they've got planned this week, we're joined live in the studio by Julia Cameron from the Discover Children's Story Centre. Julia, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much for having me.
I tell you what, for people who don't know it, the Discover Children's Story Centre, what happens there? Where is it? Go on, tell us about it.
We are on Stratford High Street. And we are a story center for families and children ages 0 to 11. And we have a whole host of magical environments for children to enjoy. We have our story trail where you can dress up and do crafts and cross a magic river and climb a magic tower and go into an amazing secret cave where there's an echo chamber. And then we have this beautiful great big garden with massive musical instruments that you can tinker on and go down this great monster slide. And then downstairs in our basement, we have a changing rotation of exhibitions, interactive exhibitions that are designed by picture book illustrators. Right now we have Journey to Space in our exhibition, where you blast off in this massive rocket to a new exotic planet that you get to explore and crack codes and help out our resident-friendly astronaut, Tom, Major Tom, and his friend Robert the Robot. And
then is that all you do, Danny? Don't say a lot very much. That's fantastic. What do you think? Just to be clear, just so people are clear about the picture, because a lot of people like maybe have been passing, not even too sure exactly what it is. What we're talking about is it's almost at Stratford Broadway, isn't it? Yeah?
That's right.
It's kind of there, nearly next door to the Colt.
Nearly next door, across from the tube station at Stratford.
That's it. Yeah. It's just up there. Or just over from the DLR station, isn't
that's
it? Stratford
High
Street, DLR. That's just around the corner there, whatever. It's a fantastic place, yeah?
It is.
It's a brilliant, absolutely, I mean, where does this idea... Do you know where this idea come from, the idea? I mean, why do you think there's a need for a story centre in East London? I mean, what do you think is Children's Story Centre? What do you think it is?
We need to keep encouraging imagination and creativity and get kids to have fun with their families and kind of just escape into their imagination where there's people
have kids
so
have that,
many
don't they?
Great ideas in their heads.
It's just developing that, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because kids have that. And I don't know, what happens is it? Do you reach a certain age and, like, we just kind of gradually sort of, like, lose that enthusiasm for stories, and we tend to watch it all on the television or films and put it all over to watching EastEnders or something like that rather than developing our own stories anymore. What do you think happens there?
I hope that at the center that would encourage that not to happen, definitely.
Yeah,
but I think when you're that age in that year group, you just, there's no inhibitions, and when you have an environment that you can lose yourself in, you're not going to lose them. You're just going to let your inhibitions go completely and utterly.
And of course, you encourage carers, parents and carers to come along as well, don't you?
That's right. All about getting in there with the entire family and making up a story together.
Yeah. So you can relive your own, I don't know about misspent youth, but I mean, your childhood there, can't you, as well? So.
Absolutely. We get a lot of parents and teachers coming in saying, I wish I had something like this when I was a kid.
Yeah. And of course, you've got a special event this weekend. Come on, tell us something about this. What's happening this weekend?
That's right. We are turning 10 and we are having an entire weekend of free activity down at the centre. We have brought in some of the best and the brightest of creators of arts experiences for children to create some special work for us. So we have the award-winning Inspector Sands, which is a theatre company.
Oh, I've heard of Inspector Sands. Yeah, go on. Because it's a whole theatre company, isn't it, that comes along here?
That's right. They are a theatre company that are coming in to do a piece. It's a secret tour of Discover's building, of all the secret nooks and crannies that visitors don't get to experience.
All right, okay.
And you have to wear a nice pair of headphones, and you get to do a little tour around the building, which is very exciting. And then we have Kirsty Harris, who's coming in to do a new take on the classic tale, The Ugly Duckling.
The Ugly Duckling, all right.
Duckling.
Yeah.
She's turned our basement into the Ugly Duckling's nest. And that will be an immersive artistic experience for families. And then we have on Saturday Hattie Garlick coming in, who's going to create a magical cardboard kingdom with us.
A cardboard kingdom?
Cardboard kingdom.
How does that work then? Go on.
She's going to come in and you're going to create your own world out of cardboard.
Right, okay.
And on Sunday, we have new and local and favorite Charlie Dark, who is a spoken word artist and a DJ. He's going to do the Tortoise and the Hare remix, so definitely bring your dancing shoes for that.
All right. I'd say you know how to party down there at Discover, don't you? And this is, I know normally you have to pay to go into Discover, but this is all free that weekend,
isn't it? Completely free the entire weekend. So
and can anyone go in there as well? Do you have to pre-book, do you, or do you just pitch up on the day?
Please do just show up and join in the festivities. The Kirsty Harris's piece and the Inspector Sands will be on all weekend. Hattie Garlick is just on the Saturday and Charlie Dark is just on the Sunday if you're planning your weekend at all.
Okay, you can come along a couple of days and pop in and out, couldn't you?
We hope you do. Please come again and again.
And have you got like a little cafe or anything like that, or if people bring their own food down in, what normally people
do? You can do both. We do have a cafe that offers hot drinks and snacks, and you're welcome to bring your own packed lunch and have it in our cafe or in our little terrace in our garden.
Right, that's good. Well, I hope you get the weather for that.
Me too.
Yeah, you didn't answer as good to this, yeah. Now, there's always a problem with somewhere like the Discover Centre, Story Centre, because you're not sort of like, you don't get loads and loads of funding from loads of different people, do you? It's like, or there's no particular one person who funds you. You get it from lots of different people, don't you?
That's right.
And I know when you first opened up 10 years ago, a lot of people thinking, well, it's a really good idea, but will they ever get the funding for it? Because it's always like you had funding for one or two. But it's an amazing achievement, really, that you've reached 10 years. And it goes from strength to strength, doesn't it?
It does.
It is. It's fantastic. And I know you did. I mean, it was only how long ago was it? You did all the building up as well, wasn't it? Because the place was falling down a bit at one stage when you first went in there. But like now, you've done it. I mean, it looks fantastic at the front, doesn't it?
That's right. We started. It was a derelict building, and then we took it over and changed it into what it became today. And we went into the community to find out what they would want from a venue like ours. Yeah. We talked to teachers and parents and children, and the result is what we have right now. There from their input, and we keep doing that with our children's forum, which is a group of children. Age 6 to 11 from Newham local schools, and they give we consult them on everything we do, and just to make sure that it stays a place that children want to come. And they've done a great job. We've reached a million people through our outreach programs.
A million people. That's incredible, isn't it? Incredible. I mean, indeed. It all just happening down the street. I tell you what, there's something about storytelling as well. There's something very universal about it, isn't there? You know, it's like all people can come together, can't they? And like, it's something which crosses cultures and things like that, isn't it?
There's something completely. Very... It's a part of our history.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It's what makes history.
Well, exactly. Yeah. When you tell history, I mean, it is. It's a story in itself. It's absolutely fantastic. I tell you what you should do is like, I bet you've got a website, haven't you?
We certainly do.
And if people need to find out more information, I bet they could go to it and they could find out more information, couldn't they?
They certainly can, Pete.
And I bet you're going to tell me the website address now, any second now, aren't you?
www.discover.org.uk.
That's a really easy one, isn't it? You need to remember that. And there's loads of information on and stuff like that. I tell you what, though, we're going to have to go to the break now. Yeah, and also I think there's people might want to make some more notes as well about exactly what's going on, but we'll mention that just at the end of the show, won't we, exactly what's happening there. But can I just ask you one final question, which is, what do you think it is? What's the one thing that you think that makes Discover such an inspiring, important place? What do you think is this, the one thing?
It's like walking to a picture book, and you're just, all the little synapses just go off, and there's so much stimulation, and you can create. We have a world, and you can create your own world within that. And I think that's something that's really special.
It is, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, that's something which you can value in children. I think is we can all value. I mean, as human beings, as adults as well, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
And I think Discover does do that amazingly. Yeah. I tell you what, Julia Cameron from the Discover Children's Centre, thanks for joining us here in New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, won't you? Because
I will.
I tell you what, after the break, we've got a special report on bats. Do they scare you?
Not so much, nope. They're funny little creatures. They're fun to look at.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM to listen to us about some funny little creatures that are fun to look at. Stay tuned.
Attention landlords.
Attention landlords.